Number 22 in our Pilgrim Camp songbooks. Brother Paul, I had forgotten that this song is in here. So let's sing it together. 22, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. Thank you for that song. We have another one that speaks of perfect peace in our hymn books, number 334. Like a river, glorious is God's perfect peace. So let's sing that one together also. Perhaps you'd like to stand as we sing. If so, stand with me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Like a stayed apart. blessed hand. Never foe can follow, never trade or stand. Not a surge of worry, not a shade of care, not a blast of hurry, touch the Spirit. Every joy or trial falleth from above, traced upon our dial by the Son of Love. We may trust Him fully, all for us to
the name of the Lord. Oh, we stay ourselves upon our God. Hallelujah. We praise You. We bless the name of the Lord. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we worship You. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Help us to stay ourselves upon You, Lord. Hallelujah. And to trust You wholly. Trust You wholly. Hallelujah. In You, Lord. Our eyes are upon You, Lord. Our expectation is from You, Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We reach out to You, Lord. Hallelujah. Stayed upon Jehovah. Hearts are fully blessed. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we worship You. Blessed be the name of the Lord, our God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. seated. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let us pray. Gracious Father in heaven, we have so much to be thankful for. As we draw near tonight, we know it is because you have loved us, and you have made the way for us. You have revealed your love to us in Christ Jesus, our Savior, who has given himself for us to open the way for us into the heart of God. We thank you for this, Lord. Tonight we thank you that we can come into your holy presence, that we can just look to you and simply trust in you and simply commit everything to you, Lord. And we thank you for this time that we have to just seek your face and draw near to you and listen for you and love you and long for you, Lord. And we just pray that you will have your way even tonight, Lord. We pray for your blessing in these meetings over this weekend, oh God. How we need you. All of us need you. Yes, desperately we need you, Lord. You are our life. You are our strength. You are our all. You are all, Lord, and you want to make yourself more real and precious to us, and not just so we can consume these blessings and enjoy them for ourselves, but so we can be all that you want us to be for you, Lord, as we are here and as we go from this place, Lord. And so as we're here, Lord, we want to pray that you will have your way, that you will make us to be a blessing one to another also, that we might be together built up on our most holy faith. Thank you, Lord. We commit these moments, these meetings, this time to you, Lord. And we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I think I must begin this end of season retreat by a word of thanksgiving for this summer season 2015. Now, I wasn't here as much as I have usually been for many years. I was here less. I had to spend more time at home, and that was good. But I heard about camp all the way through, and when I came here, I just thanked God. I thanked God. He had a table spread for his people, and he blessed them as they gathered together in his name. He was always there. You know, I was looking around tonight, and I know we have a small group, and I said, others are coming. Others are coming in to join us, too. And I'm so thankful for everyone who can be here. But there's one who was here waiting for us, and that's Jesus. And we sensed his presence already tonight, haven't we? And we're gathering together unto him. And that's how it was, I know, throughout the whole season. We thank God for the ministers that he sent us and that he used to bless us. My, we had a real feast. I saw Brother Keith here, and then Brother Kenny was here, and Brother John Prah and Sister Eleanor Prah and Brother John Schultheis and Brother Ernie and Brother Philip and Brother Gordon. And then we just had Brother Richie Fogel here and Brother John Schreck and Sister Gerda Bacher and other Sister Ruth was here. I'm not naming all of them, I'm sure. I shouldn't have started naming. We've been blessed. And all of us together as we have reached out to the Lord. And of course, this is a camp for campers. And I've heard so many wonderful things that God did for the campers that God sent us this year. We believe he sends them to us. And he did wonderful things. I'm so thankful for the reports that I've heard. And I'm sure there are so many things that I don't know about and that God does that are not seen yet. And we just want to thank him that he has done so many wonderful things. And we pray that he will continue his gracious work in everyone who's been here this season. It's really been a precious time. I heard many wonderful things in the youth retreat also mid-season. I thank God for the way he came to the young people. And now I guess I should cut this shorter and just say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for all you've done, for your love and tender care, for your word and answered prayer. You know, God has also held his hand of protection over us, and we thank him for that. You know what someone showed me today? They showed me, see that lamp over there? Maybe a half a piece of that shade. And they said, this fell right where I was standing. I moved just in time, not knowing it was going to fall. It was broken. That was amazing. I don't know if that was here on the grounds. And then in that group, someone else had another story just like that, that they were kept without knowing it, just moved out of the way and would have been badly injured. Well, I believe that was also off the ground. So, but, you know, we should thank God for keeping us. And all year long, his outstretched hand. It's really a wonderful thing. And we just want to say thank you for this season. And it's not over yet, right? I like to think that the end of a matter is better than the beginning. And that's somewhere in the Bible, by the way. And so you got to believe it. And that the Lord will bring this season to a glorious climax as we keep our hearts open to him. I want everyone to feel free in these meetings to do what you feel the Lord lays upon your heart in testimony, in exhortation, in song, in prayer. I want you to feel free, and that's important to me. I said that's important to me. I shouldn't have said that. I think the Lord wants to have his way with you and with all of us. So I think it's important to him that we are all open to him and to his promptings and leadings. So keep that in mind. I wondered what would be the theme of this little time together. We have a few meetings tonight, Saturday, Sunday, Monday morning, and what should be the theme? And I wasn't sure until this morning in our little worship in the dining room this morning. There was a young lady, staffer, who actually left us today and had expressed the desire to sing a favorite song with us from the camp songbook, and it was Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus. She said, I really love this song. And as we sang it, I chose the theme, and you will see that this, you might think, you know, this is the theme every time. That's right. You're right. It's something along this line. It was in the first verse. It said this: there is light for a look at the Savior, and life more abundant and free. There is light for a look at the Savior, and life more abundant and free. So turn your eyes upon Jesus. Turn the eyes of your heart to him. You know, I know that his eyes are upon us, and he wants us to be looking to him. I know that his ears are open to our cry, and so he wants us to open our ears to his voice. I know that his heart is open to his people. Yes, his people gathered here at Pilgrim Camp for this weekend. And so he wants us to open our hearts wide to him. So let us do that. And that's all I will say by way of introduction. In fact, I asked someone to share with us somewhere along the way, and I assumed that they wanted to know a theme. They didn't ask. I think they were expecting me to say. And so I said, I want to restrict you to speak about Jesus. So that was, I think they were happy with that restriction, because it's a There was rather wide latitude. There's so much to say about Jesus, so much to appreciate about Jesus and to love about Jesus. Praise the Lord. Let us open our camp songbooks to number 8. As we've begun with this, again, I didn't know how we would start, and Brother Paul kind of gave us the direction, and it seems so right. Jesus, I am resting in the joy of what thou art. Thou hast bid me gaze upon thee, O Lord. Help us to do that too. You know, to shut out some of those other things, those distractions that kind of fill our vision and say, no, Lord, you fill my vision. Fill all my vision. Savior, I pray, let me see only Jesus today. Number 8.
Jesus, I am resting in the joy of what thou art. I am finding out the greatness of thy loving heart. Thou hast been me
these words. Oh, how great thy loving kindness, vaster, broader than the sea. Oh, how marvelous thy goodness, lavished all on me. Yes, I rest in thee, beloved. Know what wealth of grace is thine. Know thy certainty of promise, and have made it mine.
Together. Jesus, I am resting in the joy of what thou art. I am finding out the greatness
If there's anyone here tonight who has never been at the Labor Day retreat or the last weekend of the season, which this is meeting, anybody here who's not been at this particular event before? So I guess we all know each. Oh, there we go. Oh, you haven't. I've met you though. That's Sophie. Yes. Okay, your first time here. Good. Welcome, and say your name.
Sophia.
Sophia, are you from CCCMD? Yes, Christian or Chinese Christian Church of Maryland. Okay, and is anybody else here from Chinese Christian Church of Maryland? Okay, there's Trevor and Victor and what's your name again? Daniel Lin and Ming, okay. And yes, hi, how are you doing? That's Chung Li, right? Did I say it right? From Maryland also, yes. From that same group. We love that church. And a couple just went home today. Joel and Grace took off in a little red car to head down to Maryland. Okay, now we have some folks who just walked in from the Buffalo area. Welcome, Anne Marie and Wendy and Paula, right? Is it okay to use first names? Okay, good. They gave me a list with your whole name, but I didn't bring it to church. I forgot. Okay, and great. I'm glad you made it. We're glad you made it. And over there in the corner is Heidi and Johanna, right? Let's see, Joanne, Jenna, and Chris Bode. All right, and you're from Connecticut. I guess we can say where they're from. New York, City, yes, that makes a difference. Sister Adeline, nice to see you. And brother and sister Duvall, right? Duvall? Welcome. Sister Linda Schreck, also from New York, but halfway here from the city, right? Or one-third, maybe? Yeah. Brother and sister Weldon from Ohio, sitting over there. Welcome. Elsie Summer from Ridgewood. So nice to have Elsie here. I can't forget when she was there in Ridgewood. Now she lives in Texas. And Sister Aletha from New York also. And now we have right here Brother Vim and Sister Chu Ping. And they are in New York City. And we welcome you. God bless you. Mary, she's really welcoming us. So. And Tom, good. And Brother and Sister Petfield, also, it's not their first time here, is it? Nice to see you here. And there's Brother Phil and Brother Paul and Sister Bethany Friedman. Nice to have Sister Doreen and Susan here from New Jersey. Welcome. And now we're making our way over here. You've been here for Labor Day before, Sister Shahon? Yeah, good. I've seen you here many times. And George Shahon, good. Welcome. Rich Millward. He's one of the, what does it say on there? Reserved staff. Reserved cooks. Okay, well, it's nice we have some reserved cooks. He's definitely one of those. And another one is Susan. Yes, I'm glad she's here. Very glad that she's here. Okay. Now these young ladies who have been doing such a great job helping us, serving us in the dining room. That's Tanine here and Tiffany. And did I mention everyone? I hope I didn't miss anyone. I miss Trevor? No. Oh, you kind of in that group. Maybe I didn't say your name. Brother Schaefer. Remember that ad campaign, I'm Schaefer people? Yeah. Okay. That's what we are tonight, since I didn't mention your name. Daniel and Ming, his wife, yes. Anybody else? I don't want to leave anyone out. We're so happy to be together and to know that Jesus is with us. Amen. So now please make yourself at home. Feel free in the Lord's presence.
Did you say Aletha?
Yes. Did I?
Yeah.
Yes, yes. Who said no?
I will sing of mercy of the Lord forever. I will sing of mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord with my life. I will sing.
Paul, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
So, Brother Paul, was that tonight? Wasn't it tonight before meeting that you played Safe Am I? Do you remember that? Yeah. It's an oldie. I wonder if there are enough old timers here that could sing that chorus with me. Thanks for playing that. That fit your what you just said. Safe am I, safe am I, in the hollow of His hand. Sheltered o'er, with His love forevermore. No ill can harm me, no foe alarm me, for He keeps both day and night. Safe am I, in the hollow of His hand. So now some of the old timers sang with me, but that's easy enough so everyone can sing it, right? So even you new timers can sing this one along with all of us. Safe am I in the hollow of His hand.
Safe am I in the hollow of His hand. Sheltered o'er, with His love forevermore. No ill can harm me, no foe alarm me, for He keeps both day and night. Safe am I, in the hollow of His hand.
Hallelujah. So, dear Lord, we just all, I know we all want to just surround our sister with faith and love tonight and pray that You will help her. Give her that peace and rest that You have for her. Help her to know that Your mighty hand is, she is in Your mighty hand. Your mighty arms are around her. Your help is granted to her. Even where she cannot see it, You are over all. So I pray that You will bless her. We all pray that You will bless her with this knowledge and assurance, and that You will keep her, as we sang before, in perfect peace as she stays herself upon You. Thank You, Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Let us sing that song I mentioned before. It's number 77 in the Pilgrim Camp songbooks. Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus. And again, there may be those who would like to stand with me as we sing. Please feel free to do that.
Oh, soul, are you weary and troubled? No light in the darkness you see. There's light for a look at the Savior, and life more abundant and free. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. Through death into life everlasting He passed, and we follow Him there. over us in no more earth dominion. For more than conquerors we are. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. His word shall not fail you, he promised. Believe him and all will be well. Then go to a world that is dying, his perfect salvation to tell. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace.
Let's be seated.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of
the Lord. Thank you to all our musicians. That's a blessing to me, how your music helps us to worship the Lord. Hallelujah. And to all you who sing, as I have said, they say that's the best of all instruments. Your human voice, you might not want to believe that, but that's what they say. So we want to use it for Jesus and sing the new song that he has given us to sing.